In the last two decades, U.S. consumption of imported foods has grown by 80%, and the nation's imported food requirements have grown and changed along with that. With TAG now having expanded into India, we take a look at what this growth in both U.S. consumption and its regulations means to India food exporters. I'm your TAG Talks host, Lisa Lupo. Today I'm talking with TAG's Food Safety Director Ranjit Kaur about U.S. food imports from India. Good afternoon, Ranjit.
Good afternoon, Lisa. How are you?
I am doing just great. We're happy to have you with us today.
Thank you. Same here.
So, Ranjit, why is it critical for India food exporters to know and understand the food regulations of the countries into which they are importing food, particularly the U.S. and Canada?
Yes, Lisa, that's a very good point, because we are right now in the world of global food consumption, where food's coming from all over the world. And India is one of the largest exporter of several products, for example, shrimp, seafood, spices, and other ingredients. And they must follow the stringent rules and customer requirements of the countries where they are sending the food products to. So, for example, FDA, United States, we have a Food Safety Modernization Act, and these countries where the food is going to be consumed, which is United States, and also I will include Canada in it too, where the modernization of regulations happened, and there was several new changes happened towards the risk-based approach of food safety, food handling. So it is very important for India exporters to, or anybody who's exporting from the foreign countries to United States and Canada, must follow stringent regulations and the nuances of the regulations in the light of the modernization in terms of risk-based emerging pathogen organisms handling. And also to stop the foodborne illnesses, which are reported in the form of recalls in the United States and Canada. And that's why it's very, very important for the exporters from other countries. And typically for today's TAG talk, we are focusing on India. So Indian exporters must be very, very aware of the changes in the regulations.
You mentioned the modernizing of these regulations. So I take it that means that they continually change.
Yeah, it's not only the regulations are changed in terms of what we used to have in terms of Food, Drug, and Cosmetics Act, and with now preventive control for human foods and animal foods rules of FSMA. And whereas in Canada, we have a Safe Food for Canadians Act and regulations. So under those new regulations, the authorities are having the right to inspect imported foods at the border or at the port of entry. And they have the right to refuse the imports if they found any pathogenic contamination or any kind of foreign material contamination or any kind of labeling violations, and mostly any allergen, undeclared allergens are noted either in the testing or the labels are not adequately declaring the required requirements of allergen declarations. So importers are having a huge responsibility to make sure their product is fully compliant from the food safety by making sure it's free from contaminants of microorganism standpoint, as well as from physical contamination standpoint before they sell to the United States and Canada. And FDA and CFIE has a right to hold the product, to refuse the product and detain the container, as well as in some serious conditions, it can detain the entire region, the entire country, from bringing the product inside the country if they found repeated violations happening in multiple times.
Okay. So it sounds like it can get rather complicated sometimes. So how does TAG assist India businesses in these areas?
So we are in a very good position in terms of TAG because we have expertise. We are extensive team of several subject matter experts, well qualified team, with many of them are PhDs in our team, and we have microbiologists, toxicologists on our team. So TAG has an expertise and resources to assist any food safety concerns related to any sorts with a broad spectrum. And we can definitely assist exporters for the foreign standard compliance and regulatory compliance standpoint. And here I can say how TAG can help for India specific is because we have expanded our team by having a dedicated team of food safety specialists located in India at the local regional time, as well as myself, who has the knowledge about North American regulatory and food safety requirements of the governments as well as customers. And also I have the cultural connection with India. So I think this is a perfect time to actually offer the services of a TAG to India exporters of food. And we can assist in several different aspects like import alerts. So we can have the assistance given to the exporters by working on the FDA working with FDA on follow-ups and corrective action recommendations for DWPE and import refusals. And there are many more, Lisa. Just let me know if you have any other question. Otherwise, I can carry on my rest of the list. I can say that I can help.
Okay. Why don't you go ahead and tell us a few of these other areas? That'd be great.
That's good. Yeah, so the second, one is import alert, and second is FDA on-site inspections and warning letters are issued a lot. So we at TAG are actually maintaining a kind of our own database based on the FDA import refusals and import alerts, that what are the main key concerns of the from the exporters are coming from different countries. And in this case, India specific, what are the different products are coming with the issuing of the some concerns. And sometimes we do hear from the clients that they've been issued 483 letter or warning letters from in FDA because they have on-site inspection. So TAG has an expertise, right, local at the grounds in India, as well as remote assistance from our broad range of experts to provide, to participate in the FDA inspections on site in India, as well as giving them recommendations and corrective action to close the requirements, the compliant non-compliances, and submit the response to FDA.
Okay.
And we can, Lisa, we can also write some import alerts if there is any petition need to be written, which requires a food safety specific follow-ups. TAG has done successfully those few of the projects in the past with India exporters, and it was successfully closed by helping the sites on site by giving them proper root cause analysis, corrective action, and preventive action plan, as well as fully successful continuous improvement program.
Okay.
And one more thing, last thing, which is not, is that we do have made an effort to build our relationship with the local Indian government authorities, specified to the export development authorities. One is the Marine Product Export Authorities, which is called MPIDA, as well as one is the Agriculture and Processed Food Products Export Development Authorities. So the goal of TAG to reach out to them is to help them understand that we are here with the specialized skill set, specialized knowledge of the country of import, as well as years of experience in the food industry from different sectors, and have a cultural connection with India. So we wanted to help Indian exporters for smooth transition of the movement of the containers and successfully utilizing the safe food in United States and Canada. So I think this is something which is my personal wish is to actually help Indian exporters to be successful, because having a detained container and a cost to handle FDA or CFIA import refusals is way too high, and it's really disappointment for exporters while they have a financial hit.
And if an exporter kind of wants a little help liaising with some of these federal regulators, TAG can help with that as well.
Right. So that's a very good point, because we do have a former FDA, not one, but we have former FDA executives at the helm of TAG. And our liaison services are possible to help to smooth and mediate communication between the exporters and government agencies. So, yeah.
So as we said, it can get fairly complicated when you're exporting to other countries, learning their regulations, and still being sure that you're following all your own regulations. So really appreciate you coming on, Ranjit, to help explain some of the areas that may be of challenge and some of the areas that TAG can help. And for viewers, we want to thank you as well for joining us. And feel free to call on Ranjit or Kaushal, our representative in India, or any of TAG's other experts for questions or assistance. And for all, be sure to stay tuned and click subscribe to stay up to date on all things food safety and public health from TAG experts. Thank you again, Ranjit.
Thank you, Lisa. Thank you all.
All right. Bye.
Bye.